Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Hey, hey. Nick, how are you?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we today?
Hi, Nick. We are good. We're debating holiday things here before we get during the break. On the air yet. We have plenty of debate coming up here. I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Jeff just looked at a box of cookies.
Oh, Andy.
Sorry. He looked at a tin of cookies and they were assorted home cookies. And did you say they were overrated or underrated? Jeff?
I didn't say either.
Jeff, why be so...
I said, are you a fan? Because we have Nick on the phone.
Yeah, he's
our
Odyssey
Sports Betting Insider.
Do you think Nick doesn't talk about things other than betting every once in a while?
I love Christmas. So is the thought that homemade cookies are overrated?
You get the whole big tin of 75 different types of cookies, and they all end up tasting the same.
No, they if they're bad,
yes.
Then they end up tasting the same.
Well, Nick.
Oftentimes, they're not good.
Well, you guys, listen. I'll be a New York elitist here. You got to come to New York. I'll take you to a bakery in Manhattan or in Brooklyn, and we'll get you one of those tins of cookies where all of them are absolutely delicious.
That's
now,
awesome.
If I had to power rank the cookies that are in the hypothetical tin, right?
Yes.
I actually think the number one choice, and it's funny how your taste changes as you get older.
Yes.
If you had asked me this question 20 or 30 years ago, I would never have touched this cookie. But I think it's actually my favorite now that it would be in a tin like that. The Linzer Tart. I think is the number one choice.
What is that?
The Linzer Tart are it's the two pieces of I don't even know how to describe it. It's
I gotta
two,
look
like,
it up.
Two like two like butter cookies, and there's like a fruit filling or a jelly in the middle. It's like a sandwich cookie, Linzer cookie, Linzer. Absolutely delicious when done well. That would be in my number one. And then you get the pistachio cookie. That's that used food the green coloring to make it green.
Oh,
that would be my second choice.
I know what those are. Yeah, no, those are clutch. Anything with the filling, kolachkis are the big deal here, man. We eat them. My wife makes
How
them.
How do you
They're
spell kolachkis?
I'm not a spelling expert, nor do I do math either.
Oh, I got it here. Here we go.
Kolachkis, they're really good. And then you put the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. These are Polish-filled cookies. Yeah. So this is basically... That's the same thing as a Linzer Tart, just in a different way. The Linzer Tart's a Pop-Tart almost, just in terms of the way it looks.
Oh, yeah.
This is this looks like pigs in a blanket almost with fruit filling.
What's
Delicious.
The over-under on the number of Linzer Tarts I could eat? What do you think? Jeff, you want to get in there?
I want nothing to do with this.
He doesn't want to play along. Sometimes he's just, I have to string him
on. Cookies are, it depends, if you're sober, it's a little tougher with the cookies because those are heavy cookies, maybe two or three.
Ah.
But, man, you do a little something, though, then maybe, and by a little something, I mean something that's legal. You could maybe polish off 8 to 10.
Good idea.
Right, there we go. All right, speaking of, does it depend on who the quarterback is this week, Browns, Ravens, or what? And it does, it seems Jackson's going to play, but.
Yeah, well, maybe. If there is one team that has not earned the benefit of the doubt with its handling of injury, specifically at the quarterback position, it is the Baltimore Ravens. So I'll just tell you guys, like, I'm in a guillotine league. Do you guys know what a guillotine league is in fantasy?
It doesn't sound good, but...
No, it's actually, like, the best thing ever. So this is the first year I've done it. I'll be, like 10 seconds on this. You draft a team, the lowest score each week, that team gets chopped and is eliminated, and then all the free agents enter the waiver pool, and you get to bid on them. So you're strategic about how you spend your money, et cetera. And you just try and, like, survive that week. Like, that's the most important thing. You don't have to score the most points. You need to not score the least. So in my guillotine league that I play with, like, a lot of, people, industry professionals in fantasy that I've become friends with over the years, I have Lamar Jackson as my quarterback, and I'm, like, contemplating picking up another quarterback right now. Now, like, maybe the practice report comes out today, and he's good to go, and that's the end of it. But, you know, like, the Ravens, and Lamar specifically, and that's not even an insult, like, there's been enough chicanery with Lamar. A couple years ago, they were on the road in Chicago. He was fine, and then they ruled him out, like, literally 90 minutes before kickoff with an illness. Like, where the hell did this come from? Wasn't on an injury report. So I don't want to assume that everything's going to be good there, but if we do, just for the purposes of this conversation, Baltimore is going to be somewhere in the range of 7.5, 8, 8.5 I don't think it would ever go down to 7 on the road at Cleveland. And the reason why the Browns, and I should say that this has happened before I give you the reason, the Browns have been the team that's gotten bet over the course of the week. So the Browns have been, like, the sharp betting side this week against Baltimore. And I think the reason is we have yet to see, since Lamar's come back, like, this Ravens offense fully explode. And especially last week in Minnesota in the red zone, like, they really couldn't convert touchdowns. They had the one touchdown to Rashad Bateman. Otherwise, it's a bunch of Tyler Loop field goals. And now you go into Cleveland and against this Browns defense, and I think, you know, the total is 39.5 Not a lot of points are expected. Can the Ravens score enough to pull away from Cleveland? I think the answer to that question is yes. I haven't bet the game yet, but I think that if I did, I would bet Baltimore. And just something to consider and something, guys, that I'm thinking about. And honestly, like, you guys and your audience will have a better idea of this than me because you're in it, right? The way I look at this, at the Browns moving forward, like, literally every week, unless Dylan Gabriel has, like, a 500-yard, five-touchdown performance, seems unlikely. It feels like he is at risk of an in-game benching, like, at any moment in any game, which doesn't mean that he's going to get benched, but, you know, I'll invent a scenario for you guys, right? Gabriel throws two or three picks in the first half, and the Ravens are up 17-3. Who do you think plays quarterback in the second half for Cleveland? Do you still think it's Gabriel?
I'm going to be honest. Well, first of all, the one reason Kevin, I think, loves him is he doesn't turn the ball over. Look at last week. They had that, you know, ridiculous stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That in the history of the game where they didn't turn the ball over, the other team had less than 170 yards offense, and he's just like, how do they do that? Kevin trusts him to not make mistakes, and that's why as long as he's not, I see the scenario you're laying out about turning the ball over. Maybe that would be a reason Kevin would take him. I just don't see it. Kevin is just so noisy when anyone asks him a question about Shador that I think he has no desire to put him in the game.
But
Jeff, do you agree?
No, I said earlier in the week, Nick, I think it's time that, and I don't think enough of a sample size on Dylan Gabriel to rule a guy's career over or anything like that, but...
But he's not a starter, right? Like, I think he'll be on a roster for 10 years.
He
like,
has,
he'll,
yeah,
he's a,
he has
he'll be a good backup quarterback.
He hasn't looked it yet. I agree with that. But I think he's running the risk of, if he doesn't perform well at any time, you could pull the plug. And I agree with you. It could even happen in game. So well, I agree with you on that.
Here's just a betting thought on that. And, you know,
what do you do with that situation?
Yeah, it's really interesting, right? Because I would... And I brought up, and actually, you guys have unbelievable fans, right, of your show and just, like, Cleveland sports fans. You guys posted a clip of me talking about Shadur taking all those sacks in the preseason.
Yeah, last
week. And I got some really creative insults, like, beyond just like, your voice sucks, which I get all, which is just, like, that's fine. Like, I appreciate the polarizing comments there. But you guys had some really creative – I appreciated that. Like, Browns fans did not like that. And I sincerely – like, I love the passion. Like, let's have an honest conversation about Shadur and, like, what it could be. I think we know now – like, we kind of know what Dylan Gabriel is. And I know what the point that you just made, which is, like, maybe he can actually look like a starting quarterback in the league. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't say that meanly. I just think that's kind of like he's going to be a backup quarterback. And that's totally fine for a third-round pick.
Backups are getting their own commercials now. Come on.
And I love those commercials.
They're funny.
Like,
yeah.
It's funny. All those backups in the commercials are all starting this season. Like, Jacoby Brissett and Tyrod Taylor. I think we know what Dylan Gabriel is. Like, we don't know what Shadur is. So, like, I think it wouldn't go well. But I have to acknowledge, like, if we don't know, then it could also go well. Like, why can't he come in and play? I don't think that would happen, but, like, I don't know that. We haven't seen it. So, you know, one of the ways that I've thought about playing this game, and maybe this is slightly galaxy-brained, like, I want to see what the injury reports have, etc. I still have a couple days to make my decision, where... If I really think and we get reporting that, like, Shadur could potentially play at some point, I think I would just bet Baltimore first half and assuming, like, let's say Shadur comes out in the second half and plays. Like, maybe the Ravens kill them and he takes a million sacks, or, like, maybe he's good. And I don't really, like, want to bet into that volatility pregame without knowing what it's going to be. So I try to, like, eliminate half the game and just bet on half the game with the first half. Just a couple ways I'm thinking about this one.
Can I bring up a bad memory?
Sure.
To last week where you told us Browns, I thought Browns, Andy thought Browns. The heck happened in that game?
Well, the Jets had like two kick returns. It's a pretty like wonky game.
How stunningly bad.
It's like because two of the worst teams in the league played a bad football game.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Yes.
How about our buddy Jameis Winston? What does that do for the Giants this week? What does that do maybe long term? Because I would think, even with an interim coach, they want to protect Jackson Dart.
Yeah, so Jameis is going to start on Sunday, obviously. I think as soon as Dart's ready to play, he's going to play. But that's obviously not going to be this week. So I have a contrarian opinion on this game, and I had two contrarian opinions last night in the NBA, and they were both very wrong. Like, I bet the Knicks against the Magic. Market moved towards Orlando. Orlando destroyed the Knicks, and Brunson got hurt. What a great game for me as a Knicks fan. And I bet the Spurs last night against the Warriors, market moved towards Golden State. Golden State wins outright. Curry has the unbelievable game. So I think I'm going to do that again here. So the betting market now, and I predicted this on my show yesterday, and that's not to pat myself on the back. I just think it's like pretty obvious this is what's going to happen. And I'll try and run through this as quickly as possible. I think it'll make sense to people. Where with Green Bay... You obviously have, like, there are two straight losses, right? And Monday night was terrible against the Eagles in primetime, and, like, the Carolina loss was really bad. So you have kind of a negative public opinion right now with the Packers. And then with the Giants, you have, you know, Dable gets fired, and a betting angle that, like, a lot of people are into is, like, the dead coach bounce, the dead cat bounce, right? The fired coach bounce, where team fires a coach, you get a better effort from them in that first game. So you knew people would be interested in the Giants for that reason at a big number. And then when you add Jameis into the equation, and you guys know this as Browns fans, especially with, like, that game last year against Denver on Monday night, where Jameis is capable of throwing for A, 500 yards, B, 5 touchdowns, C, 5 interceptions, or D, all in the same game. So there's a lot of volatility associated with Jameis Winston. Whereas with like Russell Wilson, you know what you're getting. The Giants are not going to win, but maybe they keep the game close with Russell Wilson. Whereas now, I think a lot of people will talk themselves into maybe the Giants pulling the upset here with increased volatility with Jameis, where he can get really hot and throw for four touchdowns, and the Packers have been really struggling, and people are down on Green Bay. Now, I will just give you the Giants fan perspective here, which is, I think the Giants are terrible. I think they are absolutely dead team walking, and I think the Packers will slaughter them on Sunday. I will wait till the line goes down to 6.5, and I will bet Green Bay.
All right, bud, say goodbye, my friend.
Wishing everybody Minimal Sweats Winning Bets the absolute very best of luck. And you got to get the Linzer tarts.
Okay, I'm on it.
Get those Linzer tarts. I am on it. Enjoy them.
You're a good man. Thank you, Nick Costos. Take care, man.
You got it.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. To break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.